Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I'm not really concerned with next year. I'm not concerned with next week. I'm concerned with today. And if I put myself in a position today to do well, then when the time is ready for me to play, I'm going to be ready to play.
Tom Brady's in the game. Showed some great poise in preseason. Let's see if it carries over to the season.
He said, "Hi, Mr. Kraft. I want to introduce myself. I'm Tom Brady, and I'm the best decision this organization has ever made."
We're going to get this one. I promise that.
Gives me goosebumps.
Super Bowl champions!
Great season. Great way to end it.
Yes, it's a dynasty.
Hour number two. Jones, Mego with Arcan. Taking you up until 6 o'clock. Your phone number, as always, and I'll never forget it, 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Still adjusting. It'll get drilled in at some point. But we play that video from the Patriots, who, boy, had a whole long video ready to go, huh, Mego? They just had that whole thing ready to go? Interesting. And I don't know if they just, did they rehash it from a year ago? I have no idea, but they had that thing really ready to go, just like a lot of people had stuff ready to go today. Seth Wickersham had like a whole tribute to Brady ready to go. I've been trying to get through and read it, but you know, I need to set aside a couple hours.
It's like how all the news websites had their Betty White eulogy ready to go.
Just that is how the outlets operate.
It is a little bit like that, yes.
To pull the curtain back, a lot of famous people have a lot of obits already written, okay?
But the death reel?
That's kind of what this is.
But do you think a lot of this stuff was written like weeks and months
ago?
Yes.
Yeah,
weeks
I
and
think
months
weeks,
ago or a couple of
ago.
Days ago because Brady tipped him?
Weeks ago, I would say, that people started having this in the can. They do that all the time with this. It's likely that it's felt like a 50-50 shot.
I didn't think, you thought it was 50-50?
Well, that he would make this announcement, not that he's actually going to retire.
I see.
That he would announce that he would
retire. I didn't
retire.
even entertain that he was going to retire. I thought it was a sure thing he was coming back.
Oh,
and
yeah,
doing
yesterday
the,
you were like, just wait again. Till we get things ready for the Brady carousel. That's what I thought when I saw this news. I was like, oh, Jones is going to be kind of disappointed.
Jones with his finger on the pulse like always.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, let's get ready for months of Brady talk. We'll throw that one out the window. But at least we can enjoy today. And Tom Brady, I think, is going to be part of that Fox coverage for the Super Bowl. It is the football postseason, and it's win or go home. And Boston Sports Original has all the news, all the takes, and all the games. WEEI's coverage of the NFL playoffs, including the Super Bowl, is sponsored by Wise Snacks. You can go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. So here's how it's gone the last 3 years, in case anybody forgot. And I just like to twist the knife a little bit here. If you forget how it's gone the last 3 years without Tom Brady, Brady went 32-18 in three seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, three playoff appearances, won 64% of his games, a winning percentage of .640. He was 5-2 in the playoffs, although he won all four of those, or four of those five, I should say, in one playoff run, which ended in this thing called the Super Bowl. We used to be very familiar with that around here. I don't know if you guys forgot what that looked like.
I don't think that matters anymore, actually.
I don't know if you forgot what that looked like, but Brady won a Super Bowl his first year in Tampa Bay. Bill Belichick in the last 3 years, 25-25. And off the top of my head, what did they go? 7-9, 10-7, and then 8-9 this past year. Is that right?
Yep.
25-25, 500, 0-1 in the playoffs, just the one playoff appearance.
Well, Bill Belichick would say, you can look at that. We look at things across a span of 3 years.
That is true.
Maybe you have one really good year, two medium years. Maybe you have one bad year, two medium years.
I'd call it
look medium, at it across.
I'd call it two bad, one medium is okay. What they've done the last 3 years. That's me. But, okay, now that we know, or at least we think temporarily, that we're closing the book here on Brady and his time, 3 years. I don't even need to ask the question, are you happy with where the Patriots are at? I don't need to open it up to you on the phones. It's 617-779-7937. We all know it's not good enough. It's not good enough. You shouldn't still be, now going into year four of the post-Tom Brady era, you shouldn't be sitting here going, I don't really know what this team is, and I don't know what the direction is, and you're on a third offensive coordinator, and you're on your, well, I guess, second, maybe third quarterback, depending on whether or not you count Stidham in the beginning post-Brady.
I wouldn't.
That seemed like the direction they wanted to go in, but fine. If you
I
just
feel
want
like
to count
you're
Cam
being
and
generous with that take, actually, because you mentioned that a couple times, and I know that there's reporting out there that they were kind of
you
hoping
think I'm giving them too
that
much
Josh
credit?
McDaniels was hoping that Stidham would take the reins, but it seemed like pretty early in that offseason that they realized
Fair.
He wasn't going to be
maybe yet. I'm giving him too much credit by even saying they had a plan. Maybe they just had no
there's
plan.
There's a reason why he never got to start a game that entire season.
We're going into year four, and I mean, one, they've obviously underachieved, and two, you don't even know what they're going to be next year. So, no, they haven't done anywhere near enough, nowhere near enough, and no one, not even me, as negative as I am, nobody thought this is where they would be 4 years later when we found out Brady was going to Tampa Bay. Nobody.
No, no one thought that, and what sucks the most, I think, is that this started when Brady was still here. They got knocked out in the wild card round at home in Brady's last season here, and I feel like that's the big failure of Belichick that people aren't talking about, more so than pushing Brady out the door. Like, Brady was here, and Belichick had created an environment and a roster that wasn't good enough to win at home on wild card weekend. And now it's like, all these years later, what's going on with this team right now? It's basically the same thing. Bill Belichick has created an environment for Mac Jones where they can't even get to wild card weekend anymore, and it's directly affected him. I mean, you saw it. When Brady was around, people didn't leak to the news outlets like that. He's gone. This is probably what was building up there towards the end, you know, which was also offset by some Super Bowl championships. But, like, you know, Brady has another ring, and Bill has created a new worse environment for his quarterback. Like, so things aren't really changing that much around here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. You know, you just have a worse quarterback. You know, it's a lot of the same environment and Bill's shortcomings, but Brady could overcome those. You know, Brady didn't shine a light on Bill's shortcomings because Brady's good enough to mask all of that. Mac just isn't.
And also, just really quick to Arcan's point, to piggyback off of that, a lot of what Bill failed to do was Bill as the GM with having such a bad string of drafting.
I wouldn't let Bill the coach off the hook, but I agree. Bill the GM has
I think that's what got that roster into 2019 and 2020 in such a miserable position.
Oh, it's true. I was going to say, he's been drafting better. Still not great, but he's been drafting better. But no, I wouldn't shortchange Bill the coach there. 617-779-7937. If you miss any part of the show or if you have it delivered on your phone daily, you could subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan, our podcast on the Odyssey app, or wherever you find your podcast. Let's hit up some phone calls here. Bunch of you waiting patiently, including Joe and Lowell. Go ahead, Joe.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, what is this?
Hold music.
This is
hold
sweet.
Music.
This is like a nice one. Though.
How do I put him back
very
up? Oh,
emotional.
the hold button. That's how
there,
I put
he's
him back
on hold.
Up.
He's so busy, but not busy enough to make a phone call to
no,
the station.
No, it's okay. He's got stuff to do. Maybe he's a single dad. Maybe he's, you know, maybe he's got things to do. You know, Brady's got to deal with stuff like that all
Chef
the time.
Chef Boyardee isn't going to cook itself.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, I got to make more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Oh, the sitter canceled. Oh, the kids are sick. I got to pick them up from school. Brady knows how that goes.
Eating cereal over the sink, you know?
Arcan, but don't tell me you don't do that now. Because
I don't eat.
I eat at the. That is true. I eat like at the sink. I don't even sit down and eat. I like eat over the sink. That's true.
Sometimes
I
start eating the baby's food.
I'm like, oh, for sure.
Those little crunchies. Those are.
Oh, the puffs.
Yeah.
Those things. Oh,
pretty good.
Those
that's
are great.
Just cereal.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's just cereal. It's mostly. It's like air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I count calories, so like, you know, it's like free. It's like a free little snack there. Jake is in Andover. Jake, go ahead.
Hey guys, so glad to hear you're alive. I actually thought you guys had died and went under a hole somewhere, but no, glad to hear you both landed on your feet at the BEI.
Oh, meaning me and Christian, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I thought you guys they finally like put you guys in the cellar and just like threw away the key or something. But this whole thing with Brady is, so I'm not the biggest Brady fan. I'm kind of glad that he's at least going out with some dignity because he didn't completely suck this year. And I know you're saying, oh, it's not going to tarnish his legacy, but, I mean...
It doesn't tarnish
look at,
his
like,
legacy.
Well, no, it doesn't. But I'm saying, like, you look at Jordan, you had the crap at the end with him. You have Tiger Woods with all this crap. Now you have him with this stupid marriage, the FTX crap, this media stuff. And it all just, like, it's accumulating that people are going to look at the end and like, what was that weird guy with those kale chips doing at the end? And, like, it's not going to hurt him
yeah,
as
but
a
Jake,
player, but,
Jake,
like, it's an overall image.
Jake, I just don't think... Like the FT, whether he retired or not, the FTX thing was going to be there. I'll use it in his parlance, the stupid marriage. You know,
it's
that
not very nice.
That may or may not have gone by the wayside, whether he was playing or not. I have no idea. I mean, Giselle was already getting jujitsu lessons from this this new fella, so that might have been on the way out, whether Brady was playing or not.
Sounds salacious.
I have no idea.
People forget Jordan was averaging above 20 with the Wizards.
I know
it's not Bulls Jordan, but people act like he was a complete crap
show. That was
show.
Sad.
I think it was the image of him having to get carried off the court because of his bad back and
that
things
was
like
sad.
That.
Right? I mean, you're a Washington
it was sad,
sports
but
fan.
But it wasn't horrible.
Well, okay.
It wasn't the worst.
It was sad for Kwame Brown.
Was it?
We've seen worse. We've seen worse endings.
No, yeah, and right. And Brady's, I mean, look, if you want to say it maybe sullies things a little bit, maybe I would meet you there. I don't think Jordan going to the Wizards or Brady going to Tampa Bay, and I mean, Brady going to Tampa enhanced his legacy by winning a Super Bowl without Bill, but the last year in Tampa, like, if you want to say it takes a teeny tiny fraction of a percentage off, maybe, but I wouldn't go there.
It just takes it like a trivia question off. Oh, Brady, you know, did he ever have a losing regular season? That kind of thing. Long term, again, this goes back
it
to
is
the
true.
Stupid
it's one,
legacy
it's, no,
question.
But it's one less thing yeah. that he could say. And I don't think anybody really tries to poke holes in the legacy. Although, as I say that, I did hear Mike Francesa earlier today. And we can get to him. Reunited with the Mad Dog. They got overshadowed by Brady. What do you want? Maybe that's why Brady made the announcement today. He said, Mike and the Mad Dog are getting back together. People are talking about them. Talk about me, damn it. 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. So we talked a little bit about Brady and how the Patriots have been since Brady left. We've talked a lot about Brady, but how the Patriots have been since Brady left. How much longer is Bill Belichick going to do it?
Next question.
Now that Tom... No, Bill. How much longer are you going to do it? Now that Tom Brady is, quote-unquote, retiring again, how much longer does Bill have left? Let's get to that after Trending with Christian Arcan.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Tom Brady has retired again, and this time he says it's real. Brady made the announcement this morning on social media, saying he wouldn't change a thing about his career, a career in which he won 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots, 1 with the Buccaneers, and he ends it as the NFL's leader in career passing yards, as well as touchdown passes. In other NFL news, Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills was indicted in Ohio by a grand jury on 1 count of rape and 1 count of kidnapping, both first-degree felonies. The indictment stems from an incident that took place in December of 2019. Sills appeared in 1 game for the Eagles this year. He's been summoned to appear in court on February 16th. That's 4 days after the Super Bowl. NFL Network is reporting that Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol, and though he was named first alternate to the Pro Bowl games, he will not attend. Celtics and Bruins are both in action tonight. Celtics are at home hosting Kyrie and the Nets at TD Garden. Celtics have won their last 9 matchups with Brooklyn. They tip off at 7:30. Bruins are up in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. For both teams, it's their last game before the All-Star break. Linus Ullmark in net for Boston. And Marty Walsh, current U.S. Secretary of Labor, former mayor of Boston, believed to be the top candidate for the NHLPA executive director job. I'm Christian Arcand. That's what's trending now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jones and Mego.
You're Dr. Doom.
I am. I'm also Dr. Hungover today.
On WEEI.
You know, you definitely miss a lot during football season, though. You know, family stuff. Holidays and, you know, kids stuff when they're young and their games and world passes you by. You know, I have a hard time picturing not coaching football at this point. You know, not, I mean, I'll be like Marla Levy and coaching when I'm in my 70s. You don't have to worry about that. But fortunately, that's a few years off.
So there's a lot in that famous clip of Bill Belichick, A Football Life from 2009 on the NFL Network. There's a lot there to unpack. Like, number one, it sounds like he's giving Tom Brady life advice. It's like, you know, kids games and the world passes you by and all this stuff. It's like he's giving Tom Brady, single dad Tom Brady.
It's like Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, he's giving him like life advice to start there. Number two, just the blatant disrespect of Marv Levy hanging on. And at the time in 2009, I was like, yeah, Marv Levy really sucked at the end, which I guess he kind of did. He wasn't going to four straight Super Bowls and losing them all. But Marv Levy went 10-6, made the playoffs, won a playoff game. 10-6, made the playoffs, lost a playoff game. And then 6-10 in his final year. Like, I don't know, Marv Levy's last 3 years, if Bill could sign up for those three Marv Levy years based on his last 3 years, I think Bill would have taken it. At least he would have won a playoff game without Tom Brady. So I think Bill now maybe regrets those comments for a couple of reasons. I know he walked him back to Dan Shaughnessy. I guess he walked him back on this radio station as well in a recent interview. But, you know, I think Bill realizes now that he's like, oh, you know what? Maybe Marv wasn't so bad. It's hard to go 10-6. It's hard to make the playoffs. And I wonder how much longer Bill's going to do it for. And I know it's the Tom Brady day, but I think it's a question worth asking. Now that Brady is, well, quote unquote retired, I don't really totally buy it, but he's retiring for the second time.
He says he's retired.
That's a good way of putting it, Mego. He says he's retired. How much longer is Bill going to do it for?
So the obvious benchmark that you look at is the Shula record. 347, Bill's at 329. It took Shula 32 years as head coach. And in his final two seasons, he had 10 wins and 9 wins. So you look at Bill, he's 31 seasons in, 329. He's kind of on pace, and he has 17-game seasons ahead of him. So as long as he can be somewhere in that ballpark, which I know you may think is a tall order to get a 10-win season and a 9-win season in these next two seasons, I feel like it'll be 2 to 3 more seasons, tops. And I can't imagine the Kraft family wanting him to go off somewhere else for one season or two seasons and get the record somewhere else, especially after going through what they did with Brady. I just can't. I think that that's what they're hanging on to. That's something to make it special aside from you're shaking your head.
Well, I think that's what Bill's hanging on for. I hope the Krafts aren't doing that. I hope they're not like, wow, what if he gets the wins record somewhere else while you're going 7-9 every year or 7-10 or whatever in the meantime? Like, I hope
that would be the 3-year plan.
I hope that's not what they're doing. I really hope not, because Bill wanting to get the wins record, fine, that's Bill's call. Are the Krafts going to let him do it? They shouldn't. I mean, if he wins 10 games like you laid out in your scenario, fine, of course he should keep his job. If they miss the playoffs again, should he be back?
He will be.
Okay,
like, should
he be?
Should he be? It depends how the season goes.
Okay, they miss the playoffs.
They miss the playoffs, but like if Mac shows incredible, then we'd say that's Bill O'Brien.
They miss the playoffs and Mac looks better. Let's play it out in yours. They miss the playoffs, but Mac looks individually better, but the team still is not playoff caliber.
Who's the alternative? Like, I'd be interested if this is a scenario where then the Krafts are chomping at the bit because they want Bill O'Brien to be head coach.
Okay, well, I was just going to say.
Or Gerard Mayo or someone
who's
like
the alternative?
That to take it over.
I would not hire either of these guys because I don't want anybody from the Belichick tree, because the Belichick tree is horrible. So I make fun of other teams hiring from the Belichick tree. I wouldn't want the Patriots to hire from the Belichick tree. But let's play the scenario out. They already have Bill O'Brien and Gerard Mayo in-house. They could promote either one of them in place of Belichick, or go way outside to the Shanahan McVay coaching tree, which I would do. Something like that. The Andy Reid coaching tree. Actual successful coaching trees. I don't really care who the alternative is. If Belichick misses the playoffs again, he should, in my estimation, be out, regardless of how Mac looks. What do you think, Arkin?
If he misses the playoffs again, then the replacement I don't think really matters that much. You have a low bar to clear. You're not clearing the Bill Belichick greatest coach of all time bar anymore. You don't have to come in and sort of pick up the pieces after this guy leaves you in shambles. Like, you're replacing a guy who was coaching a couple of 500 teams with a quarterback that got set back a little bit, and we'll see how much better he is this year. Under this scenario we're talking about right now, Mac improves, but he's not great, and the team's still misses the playoffs. Like, I don't know. I feel like if he improved this year, this would have been a playoff team. They were only a game, you know, half a game away. So I think that that would probably mean the other teams in the AFC all got better. And I think that that's also very likely. I don't think that Bill O'Brien's suddenly going to make this team as good as another year in that Miami system with those wide receivers, or Kansas City, or Lamar Jackson back with Baltimore, or any of those other things that are going to happen. So all in all, I'd say no. I mean, just, I don't know. If they miss the playoffs again next year, I don't really know what the point of holding on to Bill Belichick is, other than to watch him break the record.
Well, what if they go back to essentially 2021? They make the playoffs and they get blown out. They make the playoffs and they have no shot in the wild card.
Progress.
Round. Is that progress?
That's progress.
Like,
yes.
The way that you talk about it, it sounds like you think the Krafts are completely at the end of their rope with Bill.
Well,
with the way that this season went.
That's my hope. That's my hope. Okay. I don't know if that's where
they're at. That's your dark wish.
I wouldn't have brought him back this year. They haven't been good. I wouldn't have brought him back this year. But making the playoffs and even being non-competitive with a team like Buffalo, I do consider progress, or would consider progress.
If you didn't want him back this year, then you must not want him back next year, because this year was the worst thing he's ever done.
I just said. I don't want him back next year.
You don't want him back next year? Okay, I'm sorry.
If they miss the playoffs, I don't want him back next year. No. I mean, look, Brady's retiring. Brady's retired.
People can't see the air quotes you're doing on the radio.
Well, whatever. You can see it on Twitch. That's true. I like to think that I'm emphasizing it properly, but maybe not. Who knows? I can't even give out the right phone number. So I don't know. But Brady has his fastball much more than Bill has it, right? Like, Brady last year was better at his job than Belichick was at his job. And Brady's done. So how much longer is Bill going to do it for? Bill probably wants the wins record.
Yes, it's going to be 2 to 3 seasons, depending on how good or bad it is.
If it's his call. If it's his call.
I think it's going to be his call. I would put a bet on it today that it's going to be his call.
All right. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong about that. It shouldn't be his call. It shouldn't be up to Bill. He's not the boss. You're not the boss. You have bosses. It's your boss's call. And if you miss the playoffs again, you can't win a playoff game, you shouldn't be back out there, in my estimation. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch. How much longer is Bill Belichick going to do it? We're asking the question because Tom Brady is, again, air quotes, retired. Ryan, you alerted me to this, and I was unaware of this. Bill Belichick walked back his comments from years ago on A Football Life about Marv Levy here on this very radio station.
Yes, this was 2019, Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier, and we, Glenn actually asked Bill about those comments that you just alluded to, and here's the exchange.
Everybody's talking about everybody's future this past week. Were you kidding that time you made the comment, I don't want to be Marv Levy coaching in my 70s? Is that a joke?
Yeah. You know, when I said it, I didn't know what 70 felt like, so not really sure if that's an accurate statement today or not. I don't really know. At the time, I didn't feel that way. Now that I'm closer to that age, I don't know.
Yeah, and now he is in his 70s, and now he's like, oh, yeah, I am going to keep doing it because I'm this close to Shula. I mean, look, I think that when he said it then, he really had no intention of coaching till he was 70. But, you know, maybe he got a second win. Maybe he got close to Shula. Maybe he wants the wins record. Whatever. I have no idea. Maybe he just realizes that, you know, it's not as difficult as he thought it would have been or as much of a grind as he thought it would have been. But to me, I don't think he was kidding when he said it. Maybe it was a personal thing with Marv Levy that just came out the day after a playoff loss. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was that either. But I'm not going to say he was kidding. I don't think he was kidding.
I think it was one of the most human moments we've gotten from Belichick of, I'm not going to be doing this when I'm that old. How many of us have had the idea of, oh, when I'm 30, I'm going to have this. When I'm 35, I'm going to be doing this. When I'm 45, my life is going to be like this. And then you get there and you go, this isn't what I was expecting at all. And I don't want to adjust to what my expectations were 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fair. And so I know he's walked it back with Shaughnessy as well. Like, maybe he feels bad about it, or maybe he just understands that it's like, oh, yeah, if I drew a line in the sand and then I suck in my 70s, it makes me look like an old fossil. Which, for NFL coaches, in your 70s, you are an old fossil. You are. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Josh in Nashua. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Jonesy, Megan, and Arkan.
Josh!
Good to talk to you guys today. What's happening, baby? I was just wanting to hit on the Belichick thing real quick since you guys were on that. I mean, like, I don't think he's going to, like, leave us and set up for a new operation as much as he may want that Shula record. Like, I think like Megan said, like, I think Kraft is going to stick with him, especially after all that Tom Brady stuff that went on. And, you know, on Tom Brady, I just think, like, he didn't go out on top, but, you know, he's still obviously the GOAT. And, you know, what about this Celtics-Nets game tonight? I'm freaking pumped up.
Well, we can get to Celtics-Nets eventually. We're going to talk to Scal next hour, about an hour from now. Brian Scalabrine can help us preview that. On Tom Brady and his legacy, again, who questions that he's the GOAT? Like, that's the one thing where I'm like, I think your debate for quarterback starts at the rest of the top five. Like, no one questions that Tom Brady, no one should question anyway, that Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's the greatest, arguably, athlete of all time. Never mind the greatest quarterback or the greatest competitor in that sport. So I don't really get who's debating that anymore.
Is that what people are doing today? Is that the debate?
Well, because I think it's trying to put his legacy in perspective, but again, his legacy is in perspective.
Don't you know what the perspective is? Like, we're so close to it.
That's what I think.
Do people think we're too close to it? Like, are there people out there who think we're giving too much credit to Brady and we're not giving historical significance to 100 years of the NFL or something?
I think what you might get is pro-Belichick people who say, well, it was actually Bill and it wasn't Brady, and those people just come on.
So really quick, because
I haven't heard much from them lately.
No, but they are out there.
Well,
they do exist.
The argument that those people that I would think that they would be making would be that the first three rings were more Belichick than they were Brady.
Yeah.
Because Brady,
which I reject. I don't know how you feel about that, but I reject.
Look, I don't know. It's a different show. But I really don't want to have that whole conversation. I'm just saying, even if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling the first chapter of the dynasty was more Bill and you're trying to compare him in Super Bowls to Montana, okay, he's still, like, Brady still has as many Super Bowl rings as Montana. So then you basically have them equal. I don't see how you are, and I'm really just talking directly to Francesa.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It just is, it sounds like you're not up with the times. I don't get it.
Well, Field Yates had a good tweet here today. Let me try to find it. Field Yates tweeted out the different eras of Tom Brady's career. He said, or the different decades, rather, of Brady and his age in his career. Tom Brady in his 20s, you know, threw for 21,000 passing yards and 147 passing touchdowns and won 3 Super Bowls. Brady in his 30s, 40,000 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, 2 Super Bowls. Brady in his 40s, 27,000 passing yards, 193 touchdowns, 2 Super Bowl wins. He said a Hall of Fame resume in each decade. So, look, I'm not going to go back and say that Bill was a bigger part of those first 3 Super Bowls. I don't believe it. Brady had game-winning drives in all those Super Bowls. So Bill needed Brady in all of those Super Bowls. And I think, if you were going to make out the top 5 quarterbacks, I don't know who's leaving Brady off number 1. I'd have Montana 2. I'd have Manning and Elway somewhere there, 3 and 4, probably Manning over Elway. And then you can really start the debate at 5. I think those top 4 should be airtight. And that's off the top of my head, but I think those top 4 should be airtight. And then you can get into Favre and even Rodgers and Unitas if you wanted to. Steve Young deserves to be in there somewhere. Young had a very underrated career. Mahomes, if he wins again, is there. And this is where the only legacy thing I'll entertain with Brady is the idea that he'll never get caught. And no one will ever do what he did. I don't know. I mean, Mahomes could have beat him a couple of years ago. He didn't. And that would have changed the narrative quite a bit. But if Mahomes wins again, it's 2 Super Bowls and 2 MVPs in his mid-20s. Like, he could catch Brady. Whether he will or not, I have no idea, but he could.
Yeah, but you also have to assume that he's going to play for 20 years.
Right.
And I just feel like that's impossible for anyone.
I don't want to step on what we're going to talk about, but the longevity
thing. Why is that impossible?
Because what Brady did with the longevity has never been done before.
Okay.
And some people are saying that's going to be his legacy, that he played that long at such a high, at a highest level all the way through.
Hey, no one did do it, but no one will ever do it. I mean, quarterbacks are playing longer and longer now than they ever have. Aaron Rodgers is about to be 40.
Yeah, and look how he looked last season.
Okay, it wasn't great, but could Aaron Rodgers play?
That's the point, though.
Could Aaron Rodgers play?
Brady was great the whole way through.
Could Aaron Rodgers play at 40 and win a Super Bowl?
I don't know. He
on the right
team,
he could, maybe.
I think so. That's how I would answer it. On the right team, I think he could. But you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he can't. It's just a feeling. Quarterbacks are playing longer and longer now. Breeze made it till his 40s. Manning limped all the way to getting to 40. Who's to say? I mean, quarterbacks are playing longer and longer. I'm not going to say no one else will play till 43, 44, 45.
Patrick Mahomes has gotten roughed up these last couple of years, though. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's limping around
now. He's got the Brady quality where he plays through it.
True.
You know,
but he does miss games, too.
He has missed games. That's true. But he's got the Brady quality where he plays through it. Unlike, you know, the quarterbacks that Bill has handpicked the last few years. Jimmy G and Mac Jones.
About open heart surgery here.
Among them. Let's go to the phone. I think we may have a Belichick defender. Albert in Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Whoa.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Albert.
You know, to answer that last question, could Rodgers win a Super Bowl at 40 like Brady did? Well, he could if he went to the most Super Bowl-ready team like Tom Brady did and throw 4 interceptions in one half of a playoff game and still win, and then go to the Super Bowl and not score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And they have your defense not give up a touchdown. Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers could probably win, too.
Okay.
You guys are so short-sighted. I mean, you have to get pajamas on.
Can I just put him on hold for 1 sec? So he saw the 4, those weren't like all the same game, just for the record. So he makes it sound like that's all the same game. So the 4 interceptions that they still won, was that the Chargers game? I'm trying to remember.
I thought he was talking about this Buccaneers Super Bowl run.
He didn't throw 4 picks in a Super Bowl run with the Bucs, did
over
he?
The course of the 4 games?
Oh, I see. Maybe over 4
Is that what
games.
He was saying? Maybe I'm wrong, too.
I got to be honest, Albert. I don't quite understand.
I'm hung up on we're wearing pajamas right now.
Patriots pajamas. Yeah, no, that's me. I'm the big homer.
No.
I don't fully know what I'm doing with the phones. Can somebody put him back on? Thank you, Albert. Keep going.
Thank you. I just went really simply. Against Green Bay in the NFC Championship game, he threw 4 interceptions. He actually threw 3 in a row. He actually threw 1, 2, 3 straight consecutive interceptions, 3 passes, 3 picks. And at the end of the game, he was kneeling because Tom Brady is, without a question, the most fortunate athlete in the history of sports that I can recall.
Brady is much more fortunate than we give him credit for. Like, you know, people, Brady came from nothing. No, Brady came from a lot. I mean, Brady came from a well-to-do family. He was a full ride to Michigan. Like, he was an NFL draft pick. Like, we act like, you know, he was this rags-to-riches story. But, no, Tom Brady didn't need Bill. And that's where Albert was going with that. Tom Brady didn't need Bill. I don't think, and I can see you kind of searching through your mind or furrowing your brow over there. The example I always use, Mego, and Arcan's heard me do this a billion times, so sorry to bore him, but the example I always use is Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner bounced around a bunch of different places. Kurt Warner went back to a Super Bowl late in his career in Arizona. He came out of nowhere and won a Super Bowl with the Rams. He got back to another one, and I know lost to Brady. Kurt Warner would have been great wherever he wound up. He was great once he wound up somewhere. Brady didn't need Belichick. Brady would have won multiple Super Bowls wherever he wound up, and I believe that. Bill would be sitting on zero without Tom. Tom would have two or three without Bill, and maybe more, and I do firmly believe. He's got one without Bill, so that's irrefutable he's got one. He would have won multiple without Bill, and I don't believe Belichick was ever winning anything without Brady. He never has.
Are we contractually obligated to go down the rabbit hole of Bill versus Tom? Like, are we still doing this? I feel like it's been years. Well, it's been years.
Well,
and so
people like
I'm
Albert
sure
still want to do it. Right. I mean,
I know,
no, Albert
know,
let us there.
I know. It's just we've been through it so many times, and I do feel like at least for the first three, it is not one without the other. They wouldn't have the first three without one another. That was a total team package. The next three were, I would say, at least 65% to 70% Tom. The Atlanta one, almost entirely Tom. Like I think that's where things changed for Tom in his mind and his ego a lot. But to go back to it, it all comes back to the sixth round pick. Like it all comes back to the draft picture, the sixth round pick, the dad bod at 21, 22, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that's the story, and it's a fairy tale story that people like to tell. I can't say that I think that he would get those three Super Bowls in his early and mid-20s without Belichick, though, if he was just off with another good team.
Yeah, so I'll say this. Maybe he wouldn't have won in year two. Maybe. But Brady would have won multiple Super Bowls without Bill. And the one that annoys me the most is when people say...
I think it was revved up. It was a fast-tracked for him.
Fine.
And for Bill, it was more like it was right on schedule for where his career was supposed to be.
Yeah, again, I mean, Bill didn't do squat in Cleveland. He didn't do squat in a year plus two games without Brady. So I think it's hard to say, you know, Belichick was going to do anything without Tom. But just real quick, the one that bothers me the most is when people say, well, Brady won only scoring 13 or whatever it was against the Rams, and it was Bill's defense that won that Super Bowl, and they held the Rams to three. Well, they did in that game. True.
How'd they get there?
Exactly. Thank you, Arcan. They lit up the Chargers.
Behind the leg of Ryan Allen.
In the divisional round, they lit
the
up the Chargers.
True MVP of that Super Bowl.
And he completed three third and tens, or third and longs, whatever they were, on the road in the AFC title game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So, like, Bill's never in that game.
And Bill did
Brady.
Take Cleveland to the playoffs, which is basically like the Super Bowl for that franchise.
That's not true. That's not entirely true, because look at Cleveland in the 80s. They were making AFC championships.
I wasn't born.
I was born. I'm not telling you I remember it, but Cleveland was making AFC championship games in the 80s. The Patriots were a joke. The Patriots were a laughingstock in the early 90s. The Browns,
let's talk about the 80s Washington teams.
The Browns were kind of good. The Browns were kind of good in the 80s. They didn't win Super Bowls, but they were kind of good. What is this?
Oh, this
me being
this
old?
Is your
this
old.
Is your old
timey,
music.
My old timey thing?
You had to get up and waltz.
Tell
around
me about how great the 80s
You're the one
were.
Who brought up Bill in Cleveland. You're
you
the one who brought that up.
You said he never did anything.
He didn't. He won one playoff game against a trash franchise, which the Patriots were at the time. That's all he ever did. They were making AFC championship games long before Bill got there to Cleveland. That's all I'm saying.
The year was 1987. Bernie Kosar leading the Fighting Browns to the conference championships.
It's true. 617-779-7937. Let's get to our three burning questions of the day in the triple play next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go, wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
It's going to be a triple play!
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three!
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for the triple play. It's Wednesday, so let's do a Wednesday wager. We haven't talked at all about the Celtics, but they are hosting the Brooklyn Nets tonight. So let's go ahead with a good old-fashioned who will have more points, Jason Tatum or Kyrie Irving? Let's start with you, Jones. Who has more points tonight?
I'm going with my Nets. I'm going with Kyrie Irving. And I've been a little disappointed in the play of late of Jason Tatum. And it doesn't mean that, you know, he's been horrible. It just means that going from an MVP frontrunner to a guy who I feel like has come back to the pack just a little bit. He still should be starting in the All-Star game. He should still be first-team All-NBA. I've just been a little disappointed in his play. And without Kevin Durant's not playing in this game. Without Durant, I just think Irving has been taking so many shots and everything's been running through him in Brooklyn. And they've tapered off without Durant, but Irving individually has gone off. I think Kyrie Irving's going to outscore Tatum. I know there's no Marcus Smart tonight, too, so there's no defensive stopper for him. So Kyrie Irving, who shredded him in game one of the playoffs last year, I think will score a lot.
And then Peyton Pritchard wanted a bigger role. He was really good.
Kyrie fell off after that.
Yeah, he was after the double birds. I'm going with Jason Tatum as a lock. Tatum's averaging over 30 points this season, and the Celtics have been slumping a little bit unless they're in the extreme limelight. But Kyrie has just, aside from that performance in game one, he's just been a mess against the Celtics. He had 18 points on December 4th. He had 24, which was more respectable, on January 12th. But I got to think that the Celtics get in his head a little bit, as they have as of late, and that Tatum has the upper hand here.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Let's go over to the Boston Bruins, also in action tonight. They're going to be up in Toronto, and let's do one on the goaltender matchup. Who lets in more goals tonight, Linus Ullmark or, for Toronto, Ilya Samsonov, who is going to be starting for them?
Ullmark. Bruins are limping into the All-Star break. I also think, and look, they've gotten a nice little layoff. I think everything is starting to level out with the Bruins. I think some of the good fortune, and we illustrated this earlier in the week, all the games where they've allowed the first goal and then come back from a goal or two down to win, they have way too many victories in that scenario. That will level out over the course of the year. They're not a clutch team. We know this about the Bruins. So I do think they're limping into the All-Star break. They're complaining about how tired they are. Linus Ullmark is due to give up a billion goals because he's Linus Ullmark, and he's not the greatest goaltender in the history of the sport. So I bet it levels out against a team and an offense like Toronto. I say Ullmark gives up more goals.
I agree with you here. Ullmark, as we keep hearing, this team really needs a break. All we've heard about is the fatigue with them. And Samsonov, which when I say that, I feel like I'm in Dumb and Dumber with a Samsonite.
Samsonite?
Samsonov. I was way off. He stopped 23 of 24 shots in the win over the Capitals on Sunday. So I feel like just ride the hot hand there. I'm going with Ullmark giving up more.
All right, and finally, the news of the day, Tom Brady retiring. The question I have is not about his career and not about his touchdowns. The question I have is, will Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen get back together, yes or no? Why don't we start with you, Mega?
No. I don't think so. I'm sorry to say, I would love to see them get back together because, you know, you want love to prevail and they were together for a long time. But I also think back to when we were getting the reports of their divorce being made public, that they had finalized their divorce, and they presented it like that had happened in 3 or 4 weeks. That's just not how it works. I think that whatever happened between them is deeper rooted than even the last season of football that he wanted to have in Tampa Bay. Sounds like she's moved on. I just want everyone to find happiness, but I don't think it's going to be with each other.
if Ben and Jennifer can get back together, I'm going to say that these two crazy kids can get back
that
together.
That took like 15 years.
Yeah, well, was there a time limit on when they get back together?
I don't think there was a time limit. Yeah. I was thinking sooner rather than 15 years from now, just based on, you know, her dumping him because he played one more year.
I think there, which is definitely
See,
not.
I think it's way more than that.
She dumped him because of the jiu-jitsu instructor. What do you mean? She didn't dump him because he went back to
Brady's
play.
Brady's hotter than that jiu-jitsu instructor. Let's be honest here. That's a rebound to make him jealous.
No
we know
way.
That, yes.
No way. You think Brady's better looking than the jiu-jitsu instructor?
I need to look up what
is the jiu-jitsu instructor?
I'm not even sure that's what
he is. For research purposes.
Yeah,
he's allegedly hunky.
Yeah, no, he is hunky. What do you mean?
Oh, Tom Brady's not hunky?
Allegedly hunky. Not after the last year. I'm not so sure. No.
This guy?
Yeah.
Unimpressive.
I mean, not unattractive. He's got the Jackie Onassis eyes, where it's kind of like shark eyes on either side of your head.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's no, you didn't need to elaborate. I knew what you were talking about right when you said Jackie O eyes. But look, if Ben and Jennifer are going to get back together, these two crazy kids can get back together, if for no other reason than for the tabloids and for their own egos and for the storyline of all of it. Yes, I say they do get back together. Why, Arkin? You don't think that's happening?
No, I think it is. I think they broke up too recently. The divorce is very recent, and now he's doing what she wanted him to do. You know, like, that's sort of how I feel. And, you know, the first break, like Seinfeld says, first breakup doesn't always take.
First break. Well, it did with Tara Reid.
It did with Tara Reid, although we don't know that was the first time.
Really stuck.
We don't know if they reconnected after that. They might have.
That's a good point. They may have. That's true. The breakup
like
with Moynihan took.
That one took.
He left her in the lurch with a kid, so true. That one took. But maybe he's going to get back with her.
I think I just figured out I'm sitting here with two romantics.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we're known. Yeah,
everybody love to win.
Everybody thinks I have a heart of stone over here. Turns out she's just closing the door on this relationship.
I just want people to find happiness. I feel like it's not with each other. Otherwise, they'd be together.
Ever being a thing again. Okay, well, that's our triple player.
How about a thruple with the jiu-jitsu instructor?
I don't think Brady's going to go for that.
Why not?
Just doesn't seem like his speed.
Less work for him.
He's all about the work.
Yeah, so much.
I am the fire.
I would imagine it is much less taxing. That is true. 617-779.
What else is he doing right now?
Seven.
He's got to put the work in.
He's making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, eating Hungry Man's, as we discussed. And Arkin, I seriously do eat most of my meals at the sink. That is now where it's really a dishes thing. I saw Megan kind of looking at me like, why would you eat at the sink? It's really a dishes. I don't want to dirty any dishes. I don't want to make any dishes dirty. I'm just going to eat at the sink.
Do you not have a dishwasher in your condo?
No, I do, but I don't want to fill that thing up. I don't want to dirty anything up. I'm going to eat as fast as I can, and I eat over the sink. That's like
he's a single father.
That's like 90% of my meals. That's how Brady's going through life now.
You strike me as one of these people, like the Silicon Valley people, who if you could just take a pill for your meals, you would do that. Like you could just like drink a green drink or something
yeah.
and you'd be good. And you'd be like, why do I need to eat at all?
Right.
Like, just have this.
Would it fill me up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Like you
then
wouldn't
done.
Feel yeah. hunger, but you also don't care for the sensation
like
of
the gum from
food.
Willy Wonka. It's like a three-course meal.
It's really more like how long do I need to eat this meal? It would really be more the time saving.
So you're impatient with the practice of eating.
Yeah.
Adam Jones. Food just slows me down.
Yeah, exactly. It just gets in my way. It's just a necessary means that gets in my way and fills up my day.
Do all the other things, which include not watching television, never going to the movies with your wife.
Just working on takes. just cooking up takes all day long. That's all it is. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch here with Jones, Mego, and Arkan. You can tweet us, text us rather, at 37937. Okay, so that's our triple play. Our three burning questions of the day. When we come back, I do want to get to another question throughout the NFL the Bears are having right now. Do they stick with the number one pick? Do they trade the number one pick? Do they build around their franchise quarterback? What if the Patriots were in the same spot? What if they were in the same spot? What would they do with Mac Jones? And we'll continue working our way through all of your Tom Brady thoughts as well on the day that he is quote-unquote retiring. We'll do that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.